And a story now about prisons and books. We start with the problem of recidivism, the majority of people released from prison eventually ending up back behind bars. Research shows one way to stop that cycle is through educational programs for inmates, and prison libraries are supposed to support those efforts. But that doesn't appear to be the case in Illinois, where for all of last year, the State Department of Corrections spent less than $300 on books for prisons. The Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines reports.
I'm spending the afternoon with Chicago Books to Women in Prison. Half a dozen women are sorting and taping up boxes of books in the basement of a church. It's one of a handful of volunteer efforts dedicated to sending reading material to people in Illinois state prisons so that inmates can have access to books.
It could even be the case that in a roundabout way, the books that we send to women are actually stocking the prison library more than their budget will allow.
Vicki White, the president of Chicago Books to Women in Prison, is talking about general prison libraries, places where inmates can read fiction and nonfiction. While the state prison system is required to buy books for their law libraries, there's no requirement to purchase other kinds of books. Megan Maurer is a former prison librarian at the Robinson Correctional Center in southeastern Illinois. She says state prison librarians, well, they have no money to buy fiction and nonfiction books.
I can confirm that there is no budget for the general library in Illinois Department of Corrections, at least as of when I left about a year ago.
And the data backs her up. Last year, the Illinois Department of Corrections, or IDOC, spent less than $300 on books for educational programs across more than two dozen correctional facilities. Compare that to the roughly $750,000 IDOC spent on books every year during the early 2000s. That's according to documents obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request. The drop-off in funding can cost the state in the long run. Research shows education programs reduce recidivism rates, and libraries play a role in that work. Lois Davis researched prison educational programs for the nonprofit RAND Corporation.
We showed that for every dollar that a Department of Corrections invests in education programs, they can save up to $5 in reincarceration costs.
Maurer, the former Illinois prison librarian, says books can help people develop a plan for what they want to do when they're released. That's what Julius Mercer did. Mercer's life spiraled out of control due to undiagnosed mental health disorders and substance abuse. He was sent to prisons four times between 1994 and 2010.
With a criminal background like mine, it's hard to get a job. How can I still flourish?
During his last stint behind bars, Mercer decided to change his life, and he turned to the library where Maurer worked.
I was able to put a plan by reading these business books on marketing and stuff. And I told Megan Maurer, when I get out, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to speak, and I'm going to get my book going. I'm going to get it self-published now, and that's what I did.
Despite Maurer's efforts to make the library the best it could be, Mercer remembers the collection as lacking.
A lot of the books are antiquated because it's the least of their priority. So they provide just enough to meet the standard and not go over their budget because they want to use their money elsewhere.
I reached out to the Illinois Department of Corrections for an interview. Officials there declined, but did confirm that there's no specific appropriation for library reading materials. And they offered no explanation for the steep decrease in funding for books since the early 2000s. Maurer, the former prison librarian, says the state prison system does care about education and reducing recidivism. But the prison system also has to pay for health care, clothing, and food for inmates. It adds up. And because they're not required to buy books, it's an easy thing to cut.
Then there's the library and, you know, we don't get a budget.
IDOC says they partner with public libraries and groups that donate books to inmates. But Vicki White, the president of Chicago Books to Women in Prison, says all volunteer groups like hers can only do so much.
We can't reach everyone and we can't provide the complete level of support that is needed out there.
White says they'd love to close their doors and give away all their books if the system no longer relied on donations. But without greatly increased funding to improve libraries and education programs, she says they'll continue to do what they've always done, send books to prisoners. For Here and Now, I'm Lee Gaines.